everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite band in person or maybe being there in the crowd to cheer on your favorite team. Well, with the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, you can go to the concert or show of your choice and earn credit towards your next live event. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice, all in the Vivid Seats app. To make things even better, Vivid Seats now has a loyalty program that allows fans to earn credit back. All you need to do is use the Vivid Seats app to purchase tickets and start earning today. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater shows and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code ESPN25 for 10% off your next order.
The play, they'll show when he makes the Pro Bowl or wins MVP or makes the Hall of Fame. Whoa. The most amazing part is people are putting out the next gen version of it, like this makes it better. No, it's the most exciting play on a football field. Just show the play. Also, LSU's win. This is your life, Joe Burrow. And what a life it is.
Woody Page. Everyone is cursed around the horn.
You know what Ed Orgeron said about that?
Act like you've been there, Woody.
Incredible exchange. An incredible exchange between John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson yesterday. Were coaches saying that to players back in the day, you think? You say it's just against the Bengals. Last week, you say it's just against the Patriots. 99.8 raw quarterback rating yesterday, tied for the highest ever. 158.3 passer rating, a second perfecto of the season, tied for the most in a season ever. Frank Isola, I start with you. What are we seeing with Lamar Jackson? Is this changing the game type stuff, like his coach said?
Well, you know, Tony, you said it. He's done it against the worst in the league, but he's also done it against the best in the league. And for me, with Patrick Mahomes not at 100% quite yet, Lamar Jackson is the most dynamic player in the NFL. He does it with his arm. He does it with his legs. And he's put the Ravens in a position where they could very well end up with home field advantage. Two home wins in the playoffs, and he'll be in the Super Bowl.
Whoa, let's not get ahead of ourselves right now, but that's what...
Why not?
Okay, let's get ahead of ourselves. I like the way you think, Fred Isola. KB, where are you with Lamar Jackson?
Well, I'm not going to say he changed the game. We have seen quarterbacks before with these types of skills, guys who can throw the ball accurate, guys who can run with it. One of them is still playing, and Russell Wilson, he's got a Super Bowl ring. But what I think this does is it puts to bed the doubters, including his own coach, who tried to turn him into something other than a quarterback when he got to Baltimore. Come on now. You can see what this young guy is doing. He's changing minds. He's not changing the game, and he's giving you all sorts of confidence in your team going forward. And as Frank said, you know, the sky is the limit for what they're doing right
He's
now.
He's changing minds, not changing the game. Very, very well said, Kevin Blackstone. Woody Page, are you seeing with Lamar Jackson something that's changing the game and an MVP?
Yeah, I have to go back. Everybody's going to make the comparison to Michael Vick, but I go back to Fran Tarkington, and if you were to see him or look at his numbers, he was a guy, Georgia quarterback, who was running all over the field like we're seeing out of Lamar Jackson, who some people said should be a wide receiver in the NFL, not even try a quarterback. I just think that what we're seeing out of him, and we have all talked about, well, he's got to cut back on his running because that hurt Cam Newton so much. No, that's part of the dynamic that he's showing us, is that he is as good as and even better as a runner than he is as a passer. Keep it up, kid. You're doing a great job. And I'm sorry, I was going to bring out my diagram on the blackboard of the play, Tony, so you could see it in depth.
I'm all right acknowledging what that is, but when you see it in its own form, it's perfect. George Sedano, let me just interject for 1 second. You guys feel the need to compare him to other quarterbacks. And what I'm telling you is statistically, no one's ever done what he's done, the perfect rating like he has. George Sedano, go ahead.
Right, Tony. To put that into context, the last quarterback to have two perfect passer rating games, Ben Roethlisberger in 2007.
Right.
Let's put this even into further context. As far as what Lamar Jackson is doing through 16 games, in 16 starts, he has 13 wins. That's more than Patrick Mahomes. In 16 starts, he has more yardage than LaDainian Tomlinson had in 16 starts. And in 16 starts, he's got a better passer rating than Drew Brees. With that said, according to Pro Football Focus, it's the second most perfect game in their era going back to 2010. Only Russell Wilson has a more perfect game than him by their metrics. And that's why Russell Wilson and Lamar Jackson are neck and neck in the
MVP race. Arrived to that, George Sedano, although don't give me their neck and neck. Make a pick right now. We're past the halfway point. Frank Isola, who's your MVP?
And to me, it's Russell Wilson. I want to say this, though, about Lamar Jackson, who clearly is a great player. But, you know, I thought everyone overreacted to, no, he can't play the position. Now we're getting to a point where we're acting like he's automatically going to go to Canton. Remember,
exactly.
He's lost a home playoff game, he's lost on the road to the Chiefs, and he lost at home to the Browns this year. So it's going to take some time. And one other thing. A lot of people voted for him to win the Heisman Trophy. So let's stop pretending that no one knew he was going to be a great player. A lot of people in the media,
all
the ex-players, vote for that award,
Let's not go ahead and give the media any credit for knowing that he was good. Let's go through every single NFL team because, hello, where was he drafted, Frank Isola? Everybody passed on him. Kevin Blackiston and then Woody Page.
Oh, absolutely. I still think Lamar Jackson's going to have a fabulous year, but what Russell Wilson is doing with the personnel that he has, the touchdown to interception ratio that he's got is absolutely astounding, even at this point in his career.
And Woody Page?
I go with Lamar Jackson. Here's a point that hadn't been brought up. Does he not look like he's having more fun than anybody in the NFL? That's what I like about him. He's wearing the
winning
sunglasses.
Is fun.
He is talking about it. He's winning.
Winning
games.
Is fun.
Sure, all of that.
But so is being drafted number 32.
I'm going to make one.
And beating every team that you got drafted. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Where was Tom Brady drafted?
Teams passed on him as well. That's the whole point here. You're telling me everyone knew he could be a quarterback. Well, not everybody thought he could be a first round quarterback, clearly. All right, we're moving on.
And by the way,
we're not moving on.
Six guys. There's only six guys who have actually won a Heisman and won an MVP. He could be the seventh. Let's not forget that.
It's true.
I can name them.
We're moving on. No time. LSU blowing up the college football season. It was the perfect day in Tuscaloosa for LSU. People can't wait to talk about whether Alabama can still make a claim to a spot in the Final Four. That's a fine question. But that kind of distracts from the fact that LSU did something nobody had done in 31 games, went in there and won. They put 46 up on the board on their rival. I love this shot of Joe Burrow walking out after they landed in Baton Rouge. This is like a life will never be the same moment right before our eyes. George, what did LSU show
Everybody's
you?
He's All-American.
That they are the best and most battle-tested team in the country, Tony. Four wins against the top 10 thus far. Also, Joe Burrow's, the difference between him and Tua. Now, Tua was dinged up, so I think this plays a role in it. But under duress, Joe Burrow, 8 of 12, 103 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Under duress, Tua, 2 of 8, only 21 yards, no touchdowns. And let's not forget Clyde Edwards-Helaire. That kid was fantastic. Yeah. 103 on the ground, 77 through the air. I mean, we haven't seen a running back perform like that against Alabama in a really long time.
Woody Page.
Yeah. I want to go back to 2003, George. That's the last time that a school from Tennessee beat them with 51 points.
All right.
That
this is
just
not about
never
Tennessee.
Happens. I'm just saying that LSU did something that hasn't been done in so long there. People have forgotten. They had lost 8 straight. And to me, and I'm sure a lot of people will agree, this looked like a blowout. This looked like they were just couldn't be stopped. And if they'd gone another quarter, they'd have scored 70 points against Alabama. What's funny, if you look at Saban during the game, he's really not yelling at his people because he does that when they're blowing out people. But he just was resigned to the fact they were being beaten by a team. George brought it up. 4 top 10 teams they've beaten this year, but 8 in the past 2 years. People have to acknowledge that they're the best regular season team that we've seen in a while.
Kevin Blackstone.
Well, I got to point out Ogeron because here's a guy who a lot of people didn't think was able to get this job or deserved this job. He goes down there and changes things. He hires his boy Ensminger, also a Louisiana native. And who does he defer to who's been in this game forever? He defers to a young kid who's got his start at William & Mary and was on the offensive staff with the Saints and gave him a chance to coordinate the passing attack. And you can see what that passing attack did last night. It is absolutely unstoppable. And the other other thing I'll say is just on the other side of the ball, Alabama, we say we haven't seen them get shredded like this before, but the last, these well, are two yes, big games yeah, in a yeah. row now where they've That'd given up almost 40 points a game and over 500 yards in offense to the opposition. They got to wrap up that defense.
Right, guys, sort of what did LSU show you?
And, you know, Kevin, it's funny you say that because in the Nick Saban era, whenever Alabama loses, I'm always blown away. For them to lose at home, to be down 33-13, to give up 46 points, I thought a couple of key plays. Tua, who didn't give him credit for being out there. He wasn't near 100%. That interception late was a killer. And then Joe Burrow late in the game on that third down play when he rushed to the line and then kept it for himself for the first time. By the way, he's completing 78.9% of his passes. When Breeze had the NFL record, he was at about 74-75%. The guy's been off the charts.
So is this the kind of loss that just eliminates Alabama, George?
I think that it probably does, Tony. I mean, but here's the thing. We've seen them before lose a game late against a top opponent and still find the way in. There's still a lot of games to be
Frank
played
Isola,
out.
So I'm not you're shaking your head.
That's like the one team that I could still see in there with one loss. And remember, they kind of get away with
this. They
don't even have to play in the SEC championship. It's Alabama,
State.
Though, and that's who the voters always vote
KB?
For.
Yeah, I mean, they've only beaten Mississippi State in a ranked team. They have Auburn coming up. All of a sudden, the Iron Bowl is a big, big deal for Alabama. And who knows? I mean,
they
Auburn
haven't even
beat
Mississippi
Alabama
State
right
yet. You're getting ahead of yourself, KB. Texas A&M is maybe the only win on their schedule. Woody Page, is Alabama done?
It's definitely over. It is over. They're not going to play in the – there's no way they're going to play in the SEC championship, and they're not going to beat anybody good enough. It's going to come from another part of the country or Georgia. People have totally dismissed Georgia since that loss, but Georgia's
well,
going
Georgia
to play in the
play
SEC
LSU
championship.
And maybe they have a chance. You know, yeah, that's the point.
If Georgia beats LSU, LSU would be the fourth team.
All right. Kevin, you were talking about Ed Orgeron and his incredible career path. An LSU player recorded him in the locker room cursing at Alabama. I mean, if I'm Orgeron, I'm saying, that's not my voice. I mean, who, it could be anybody, right? But there was also this, the LSU players in the field yelling towards potential Alabama recruits, telling them to reconsider where they commit. KB, all's fair in love and rivalry.
Yeah, all fair in this. I mean, this is a huge rivalry. You know what the SEC is all about. They were just having fun. I don't think there's any harm meant there at all. And that was a huge, huge moment for this program under this coach.
Oh, sure. Well, they're allowed to rub their noses in it. I mean, after losing eight straight, because it's the SEC, yes, let LSU enjoy this.
I agree with you 100%.
Wrong with any
I'd be fine if I was Ed Orgeron. Again, maybe that's not Ed Orgeron on that video. You know, maybe somebody stuck a fork in a garbage disposal, and that's what the noise was. One other image I loved from LSU, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, after the game of his life with his dad. This is what pride looks like. This is what gratitude looks like. The hand of that person who's trying to cut in. Anybody have a description of what that looks like? I mean, I don't even want to get to that. That looks like a mosquito on the hide of a lion. But this love here is incredible. We'll be back. Buy or sell next.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Five first place teams in action Sunday, three lost. The Saints were on a six-game winning streak. Lost to the Falcons, who were on a six-game losing streak. Chiefs got Mahomes back, and he Mahomes, but miscues and Tannehill and the most perfect jump you could have to block the kick and win the game. Titans steal one. George, whose loss was more concerning?
The Saints, Tony, if you look at Drew Brees, I think age may become a factor here. You look at the last six games of the season last year, including the playoffs, only seven touchdowns, five interceptions. And look, it's been uneven. Now he's dealing with injuries. These are things that are concerning to me.
Age is a factor. Woody Page's face when you said that was like, get this kid out of here.
Segway.
Go ahead, Drew.
Yeah, George, you are totally wrong. That was an aberration. You're ready to write off Drew Brees? No, not at all. The Chiefs, though, they're three phases to the game. Two of them, they can't play at all. One of them, they're great at, but you saw it with the special teams twice at the end of the game. Their defense can't stop anybody. They're the ones in problems, and they're playing the Raiders. And imagine this, Tony, this weekend, they could be tied for first place. They were like five games ahead.
All right. Inside voice, please, Woody. Go ahead, KB.
Yeah, it's not the Saints. They're 7-2. They'll get that division, but it is absolutely the Chiefs, and Woody hit on it. They spent all offseason improving their defense, and it hasn't been improved at all when you look at the run game. 225 yards they gave up. Everyone is gashing them. Marlon Mack, Carlos Hyde, who's going to be next? You can't stop the run. You can't win the game.
Guys, Dola. And Tannehill marched right down the field when they needed a score. But I agree with George. You know, the one thing about Drew Brees, got sacked six times. Atlanta had seven total sacks all season. So the offensive line is a concern. I'll tell you what, he has another performance like that. We could have a quarterback controversy on our hands.
Whoa! Listen to Frank Isola here.
Hang on. After a home loss like that, here's the other problem. They don't have anybody to blame. They're trying to figure out, how can we blame the referees for this, the league for this? It's a conspiracy.
Wow. Frank, guys, too hot. Too hot for TV. We move on. Vikings 28, Cowboys 24. Another first place team that lost. That would be, could be game-winning drive. Dak Prescott shredding the Vikings defense. He'd been doing it all game. And then there was a second down play and a third down play and Elliott getting stuffed. And then the fourth down play, they throw to Elliott. Woody, what do you buy? What do you sell from this one?
I'm going to concentrate on the Vikings. 2 points. That there was a number, 071. That was Kirk Cousins against teams that had winning records since he's got to Minnesota with the big contract. In Washington and Minnesota, he felt like he had to win the game all the time. No, just handle it. The other point, we've been told that Gary Kubiak was an offensive consultant. The guy was in the press box calling all the plays, and he's gone back to that Shanahan Kubiak running game.
All right. Kevin Blackstone, how about you? Well, the Cowboys can still work themselves out of the mess that they've got themselves in their division. But I tell you what, that was a heck of a performance by the Vikings, finally getting off the schneid. And Dalvin Cook is out Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, really a dynamic running back in the league right now.
It was really nice to see Jerry Jones praising the coach after the game. The other coach on his own. I mean, meanwhile, Dallas at 5-4, they've had a very easy schedule. And look at them. Do you really think that they're a team that can win multiple playoff games? I don't know.
George Sedano.
I'm selling the Cowboys as a Super Bowl contender. Jerry Jones not only praising Mike Zimmer, I think could be ominous for Jason Garrett or maybe Rod Marinelli, the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys. They gave a lot of yardage to to Dalvin Cook and to Kirk Cousins. Here's the thing, though. Ezekiel Elliott stuffed 50 yards on the ground. They let Dak try to beat them, and he couldn't do it.
Well, he could do it until the offense took the ball out of his hands and stuffed it down Elliott's throat when everyone knew it was coming.
Yeah. He took an L, Reale.
We're moving on. Steelers 17, Rams 12. 5-4 teams going in different directions. Pittsburgh's Minka Fitzpatrick acquisition is paying off. And the Rams, no offensive touchdowns in that very bizarre golf fumble. KB, more about the Steelers getting right or the Rams getting lost?
It's got to be more about the Steelers. Come on, this team started out 0-3. We're talking about where Mike Tomlin's going to wind up, when he's going to get booted. He's got no quarterbacks. He's shuffling around. And somehow he's cobbled together a team that could be in the playoffs. This is an amazing coaching job by Mike Tomlin.
Right, Isola. Yeah, no Bell, no Brown, no Ben, and somehow Mike Tomlin gets it done because that's the Steelers' way. To me, this is about the Rams, though. It's not easy to be a boy genius in year two, and it's not easy to stay great, and the Rams have taken a big step back, and I think Gurley's health has a lot to do with
that. Dana.
The Steelers are 15-10 when Ben Roethlisberger doesn't play. That's a testament to Mike Tomlin. I don't think there's any question about that. But this is about the Rams. Their offensive line, Tony, is atrocious. It's the worst in the NFL. Jared Goff needs a clean pocket. They can't run the ball with Todd Gurley if you can't block. This is not about Sean McVay scheming. This is about the roster flaws that they have, particularly along the offensive line.
Do a radio show.
Goff needs a clean pocket. After all the money he got, he can't move out of it into a dirty pocket. The guy, you quoted earlier, George, about Lamar Jackson in 16 starts. Let me give you Goff's last 16 starts. 16 interceptions, 16 fumbles. Give me a break. He's not that good.
Sounds like Daniel Jones.
Woody, I mean, you're in the show now, but you might mute yourself by the time you get there. Your voice. you're doing great.
I'm excited. I'm like LSU. I'm so excited on Monday.
Stone and I sold her a dog. Sedano Page. This is a feisty showdown. And check this out. The Lambo Paraglider. Too much blood or not enough?
Oh, no.
Lord.
Woody, that may be you.
There's crispy, and then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy.
Zidane and Paige, good luck in showdown. 10 of the 12 games this week came down to the last minute. Only one of those was in the snow globe. How the Packers stuffed the Panthers, how McCaffrey got stuffed by his own blocker. Maybe the refs never got a clear view of it. I love the idea of spotting balls because no one has a clue. Check this out, just as an aside. This was the second to last play in the Lions-Bears game. Kenny Galladay, hey, just move it up 2 yards. Sure, the refs, why spot it correctly anyway? Which is to say spotting is inexact. But back to Packers and Panthers, George. Your takeaway from this one.
I'm buying the Packers. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers and his connection to Davante Adams is back. The running game has been strong. But defensively, they took a lot of grief after a good start. But you know what? They got big stops, not only at the end of the
George,
game, but previous to that.
I'm buying the Panthers. If there was ever a good loss, it was by the Panthers. They've got the Saints that you put down earlier coming up twice. They could win the division.
Yes. Yeah. It's a packed NFC right now, though. 5-4. You know, you're all right, but you're not in great position. Point George Sedana. We'll move on. Deion Waiters. 10-game suspension. Edible overdose. Panic attack at 38,000 feet. It's like an NBA Miami Mad Libs. Woody Page, what's the lessons learned here?
Well, living in the state of Colorado, I would tell him that you actually read the instructions on the side. You don't take the entire gummy bear or whatever cookie that it might be. You actually read instructions.
Thank you.
Yeah, to Woody's point, you got to ration here, Reale. And the other thing that'll happen is the Heat will probably ration him. I doubt he'll ever take the court ever again for them.
Oh, you don't think he's ever going to play again? You know, at this point, this was a $2 million suspension because he's missed so many games. But you don't think he's ever playing again with the rookie? They have, you know, I don't know. George Sedano, you're getting 30 seconds of FaceTime.
I'm in the public service announcement. I don't get anything.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it. Hey, we all talk about how Twitter sometimes isn't such a nice place, but here's a story I got from Saturday night. I found out that there were a bunch of golden doodles that were rescued and sent to the animal shelter here in Los Angeles. I posted about it, and you know what? Twitter came through. The next morning, I went to that animal shelter to see if the dogs were okay, and they all had been spoken for. But by the way, there's still a lot of great dogs, whether it's in Southern California or wherever you live. Go find yourself a rescue for a dog, man. They will appreciate it.
Save a dog.
They feel it. Trust
That's
me.
Right.
That's right, dog.
Save a dog.
That's going to do it, folks.
Yep.
On Veterans Day, you're not forgotten. All of our veterans. Have a good one.
Also, buy a spade.